Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Parenting and Integrated Talks. I'm here to inform you, and later you can make your own decision. You can go to the website I've placed here to receive comprehensive knowledge of the recall election and the candidate. For the purpose of this program, California will be the state. The focus is on Larry Elder because his team was shown on my new viewing site. I will also take the time to mention all running candidates if time allows. Recall is the power of the electors to remove an elective officer, California Constitution, Article 2, 13 through 19. A political recall is the process by which citizens can remove elected officials from office before their term is completed. This process typically includes the circulation of petitions by recall organizers, the evaluation of signatures by election officials, and a public vote if the petitions are deemed to have sufficient valid signatures. In the state that follow political recalls, the recall vote may involve one of the following: a yes or no vote on the targeted official, a contested vote between the targeted official and one or more challengers, or a simultaneous yes or no vote on the targeted official and a vote to select a replacement if the official loses the yes or no vote. Of all the 39 states that allow political recalls, 12 require legal or political grounds for the recall petition, which can range from disagreements over policy to malfeasance or abuse power. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a nonprofit literary and resource service who produces programs for organizations for their fundraising and their programs. In the past, I have worked with the community and with city officials in their annual cultural and their annual programs. I generally coordinate a variety of talent and businesses for the events. And I also do live tapings for public broadcast, which is what I'm doing right now on parenting and different integrated talks such as lifestyle health, end of life matters, family and business ownership. Parenting is one of my specialties because I always try to help the parents while they're raising their children because it is a very challenging but rewarding job. Okay, let's get into the topic area. Mr. Elder is the candidate that I will be discussing today. Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, is a nationally syndicated radio host and news columnist, best-selling author, award-winning documentary filmmaker, and one of the best-known media figures in America today. His flagship daily radio program, The Larry Elder Show, is heard every weekday in all 50 states on more than 300 stations. Elder's unique style, personal background, and professional experience combine to inspire, inform, and persuade his listeners, readers, and viewers to embrace the timeless American principles of personal responsibility and public accountability. The question is not which party has my back, but which party can get government off my back so that we might all realize our God-given capabilities, says Mr. Elder. He says, I'm running for governor because the decline of California isn't the people's fault. Elder was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles, and his family story represents a bit of the American dream. His father was born in Athens, Georgia, served in the U.S. Marine Corps, World War II, and moved to California and opened his own restaurant, Elder's Snack Bar. Elder's mother, originally from Huntsville, Alabama, was a clerical worker for the U.S. Department of War, now the U.S. Department of Defense, and raised three boys as a stay-at-home mom. Elder has a B.A. in political science from Brown University and a J.D. from the University of Michigan School of Law. Elder says, I'm running for governor because the decline of California really isn't the people's fault. Our government is what's ruining the Golden State. Our schools are closed to both students and their parents. Our streets aren't safe, and our rising of violent crime or disaster of rising homelessness, and the scandals of Sacramento aren't going to stop on their own. It's time to tell the truth. We've got a state to save, he says. He says, I'm in it to win it. The first call and task would be to stop the current governor and his arrogant ways. Newsom imposed the most restrictive COVID mandates in the country and then proceeded to ignore them when it came to him. Californians lost their jobs, their businesses. Kids lost a full year of in-school education, all in defiance of the very science that Newsom and his cohorts said they would follow. California, you know, it's a state that was once admired for its public schools, its dynamic economy, and above all, its people who strive for racial harmony, pursuing a common sense. Newsom and his cohorts are literally dismantling brick by brick the very virtues and values that make California great. He's surrounded by army radicals for whom climate change is a religion and growth and development of a villain. Because of their fierce opposition to growth, the average home in California costs $150 more than the national average. Because of their radical environmentalism, they oppose building the infrastructure necessary to supply consistent energy and water to the population of 40 million people, leaving them crumbling with a system built in the 70s to support a population twice their size. Crime, homelessness, the outrageous cost of living, and Newsom's arrogance in handling COVID with headstrong mandates that imposed the most severe lockdown of all 50 states, ignoring science. He caved to the demands of the teachers' union while still paying teachers, kept kids out of school while sending his private schools where they needed to be. And the radicals' assault on public safety demonizes police officers trying to do their job. Firefighters risk their lives fighting infernos made more frequently and deadly because of poor state land management. The Sacramento elite enables criminals by allowing them to avoid conviction and incarceration. Larry says, I'll never approve releasing 20,000 prisoners under COVID early release program, knowing too many will re-offend. But Newsom and his cohorts, well, they just did it. I will work for a fair and firm bail policy. You see, when you reduce the chances of criminal being caught, convicted, and incarcerated, guess what? Crime goes up. I will never support tax-funded schools that indoctrinate children with hate, that teaches white kids are oppressors, and that people of color, children, a.k.a. also known as black children, as victims. What happened to judging each other on the content of their character? You see, our national motto is E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. And I believe that all my heart and soul, the first step on the journey from poverty to middle class is education. How bad are the schools? I mean, without decent schools, there can be no equity. The radicals' favorite word, the answer is school choice. Let the money follow the child. We have choice in higher education. Why not K-12? Well, it's because the powerful teachers union literally own Newsom. I will literally fight for charter schools that so terrify Newsom and his. My dad came to California back in 1945. He worked two full-time jobs cleaning bathrooms before opening up a small restaurant that he ran in the 1980s. My dad believed hard work would achieve the California dream, you know, earning a living, raising a family, and owning a home. My father, a wartime Marine that was born in Athens, Georgia, in the Jim Crow South, and at the beginning of the Great Depression, he never knew his biological father, but he did not use that as an excuse. My parents scrimped and saved. He and my mom raised three boys. Believe it or not, on my father's income, my mom was able to be a stay-at-home mom, until my youngest brother, Dennis, went off to middle school. I just checked with Zillow, and the home my dad bought in South Central, which is still in the family, is now worth $600,000. Good news for my family, but an absolute disaster for anybody trying to follow the path that led my dropout dad into middle class. I'm a Pico Union South Central boy. I walked those hard streets. My two brothers and I were motivated by the dreams and goals of my mother and father, who always taught us this great truth. Hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You cannot control the outcome, but you are 100% in control of the effort. And finally, my parents taught us that no matter how hard we work, how good we were, how we deal with bad things that happen will define our character. But their California, well, it's fading. I have a news flash for Newsom. Hurting the homeless in barracks or hotels is simply warehousing our brothers and sisters who need true compassion to return to life, self-sufficiency. Religious institutions and nonprofits are ready, willing, and able to deal with the underlying problems of homelessness in a compassionate way. Government should empower, not impede. California is the worst state in which to do business. Why? You ask? High taxes, overregulation, poor public schools, and hostility to job-creating small business. Now let me tell you what to do. I will always be with you. If you can't go to a restaurant, neither will I. If you must wear a mask, so will I. I will never use my emergency powers to confine and control any Californian without a clear science-based explanation. We are adults who can think for ourselves and do not need to be pushed around like our arrogant governor. Now, the rap on me is that I have no experience in government. And your point is? Gavin Newsom is a career politician from Casting Company who has quote-unquote government experience, and he is a complete disaster. I made it from South Central Los Angeles to an Ivy League university in New England, then a first-ranked school, which is law, in Michigan, became a successful trial attorney in Ohio, where I also ran a small business for 14 years before returning to California. For nearly 30 years, I've hosted a Los Angeles-based radio show now nationally syndicated in over 300 markets. Nearly 1.5 million have listened to me and I to them every day for years. I've learned, I've listened, I've debated, I've heard, and I've grown. And I love this state we call California. California can connect the dots between his extremist policies and failing schools, brownouts, violent crime, deadlier fire seasons, homelessness, business leaving the state and taking their jobs with them, and especially the rising cost of living. Imagine, why are people leaving a state once the envy of the world with unrivaled climate, mountain, beaches, desert, forests? We have it all, but Gavin News has declared war on the middle class. Let's do this together because we love this state. As I say, I'm in it to win it. Let's go over some of the things now that he's responsible for. Lockdown crisis. Gavin Newsom infringed on California's basic freedoms, demanding that we choose our schools, shutter small businesses, stay away from other people, causing enormous harm to millions of students, business owners, workers, and families. But Gavin Newsom denied the French Laundry and his lobbyist friends and kept his Napa winery and tasting room open. The education crisis. Gavin Newsom sent home millions of California children from school, forcing them to miss over a year in instruction and socially isolating them during a crucial developmental period of their life. But at least Gavin Newsom provided his own kids with elite in-person instruction at private school. The crime crisis. Under Gavin Newsom, violent crime and property crime have skyrocketed. All businesses have plagued by theft. But Gavin Newsom has granted early release to tens of thousands of violent and repeat felons. And wildfire crisis. Over 2020's historical dreadful wildfires, Gavin Newsom pledged to better California's forests. He said the state treated 90,000 acres of forest as a result of his executive order. That was a lie. He overestimated the amount of acreage by 690%. The state had treated under 12,000 acres. Meanwhile, Mr. Newsom cut CAL FIRE's prevention budget by $150 million. And the homeless crisis. California's largest cities are overrun with homeless encampments and all the problems that follow. But don't worry. The other day, Gavin Newsom picked up a broom for the cameras. Energy and water crisis. The hydroelectric plant at Lake Oroville shut down in August for the first time in history due to low water levels. Entire towns are running out of water and California's farms are drying up. The state's water infrastructure was built decades ago and meant to support a population of 40 million people. Mr. Newsom has done nothing to address our water needs. He is asleep at the wheel. The cost of living, the price of housing in California is simply insane. In many places, $500,000 or $750,000 or $1 million just to buy a home, if anything. Housing prices in California are 100% higher than in the rest of the country. Gavin Newsom pledged to build 3.5 million new housing units by 2025. Where are they? Tied up in red tape by Sacramento bureaucracy, led by Gavin Newsom. Builders want to build, but they can't. Meanwhile, Mr. Newsom recently sold his mansion for $5.9 million. Incompetent crisis. Under Gavin's watch, the EDD, Employment Development Department, paid up to $31 million in COVID relief to fraudsters and criminals while California's jobless claims have been backlogged for weeks at a time. Population loss crisis. California's population fell by 182,000 last year. This is the first time in California's history that our population declined. People vote with their feet. Gavin Newsom is a failed governor. Go to electelder.com, www.electelder.com. This program is sponsored by MLR. Online learning as an alternative online academy for grammar school age students. If you're interested, give us a call and leave us a note here, and we'll get back with you. You've been listening to Parenting and Integrated Talks on Andy Robinson. And until another time, I'm signing off, and don't forget to vote. Go into the page and see where it talks about voting and how to vote. Thank you, and have a great day, and see you again. Goodbye.